Trump's DHS orders crackdown of visa overstay illegal aliens after Colorado terrorist attack. By John Binder on June 4, 2025. President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is ordering a crackdown on foreign nationals who have overstayed their visas, making them illegal aliens in the United States, following a terrorist attack in Boulder, Colorado, allegedly committed by a visa overstay illegal alien from Egypt. On Wednesday, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Kristi Noem announced that the agency would ramp up immigration records reviews to check foreign nationals who have yet to leave the United States despite their expired visas. DHS has long estimated that about half of the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens who reside in the United States initially arrived on visas but overstayed. Annually, hundreds of thousands of foreign nationals overstay their visas. The crackdown comes after 45-year-old illegal alien Mohammed Sabri Solomon of Egypt allegedly used a makeshift flamethrower and Molotov cocktails to burn several Americans during a peaceful pro-Israel rally in Boulder, Colorado. Solomon, who is now in DHS custody, as is his family, has been charged with attempted murder and federal hate crimes for allegedly targeting Jewish Americans and supporters of Israel, including a Holocaust survivor, in the terrorist attack. There is no room in the United States for the rest of the world's terrorist sympathizers, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem said in a statement. Anyone who thinks they can come to America and advocate for anti-Semitic violence and terrorism, think again. You are not welcome here. We will find you, deport you, and prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. Solomon arrived in the United States via LAX in Los Angeles, California, on a tourist visa in August 2022. The visa expired in February 2023, but Solomon never departed the U.S. as required by federal law, making him an illegal alien. Even after his visa had expired, former President Joe Biden's administration approved a work permit for him to hold an American job in March 2023. That work permit expired in March of this year. Solomon attempted to enter the United States 20 years ago but was denied a visa. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.